Hello everyone, you're listening to Skip Intro. I'm Ayman Rashad and in the studio with me is Ian McNally and Julian Yap. And today we are talking about the new Disney movie starring Angelina Jolie called Maleficent, Mistress of Evil.
There are many who prey on the innocent. I'm sure your kind would agree.
If I didn't know better, I'd say you were making a threat.
Well, do you?
Do I what?
No better.
So, you guys have seen this movie. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, the movie takes up directly after the second one, I think. Almost directly. With Angelina Jolie is, you know, a beastie who controls and defends the Moors and Elle Fanning. Not Dakota Fanning.
Yep, Elle Fanning.
Elle Fanning is her, air quotes, daughter, who is the queen of the Moors and spends her days organizing fairy folks' life in a very kind of hyper-tense type A personality way.
As the queen of the Moors.
Yeah, the queen of the Moors. They all seem to be like, you know, fairies made out of flowers and stuff like that. I don't think they have major problems with sanitation or public transport, but she seems to be very, very busy. And a new kingdom comes along. And it's not a new kingdom. I think it was a kingdom in the last movie, if anyone can remember what happened in the last movie.
No one remembers what happened in the last movie because the last movie wasn't great. My memory of it is so bad. It's embarrassing how bad it is, but I think I watched it, didn't enjoy it, and just erased it from memory.
Neither of us realized that Philip was recast. They've recast him because Brenton Thwaites was busy making Titans.
Oh. Well, Harris Dickinson's a great prince.
Yeah. And, you know, Aurora and himself want to get married, and her parents are Robert Lindsay, who's in a lot of UK TV shows, and Michelle Pfeiffer, and they decide to it basically starts with guess who's coming to dinner, only instead of Sidney Poitier, it's Angelina Jolie with massive wings and horns and just haughtiness to the max.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and her crow.
Oh, and her crow, yeah.
And her crow human.
Her crow, played by Sam Riley, who has, control seems further and further away these every time he's in one of these. You're like, you played the lead singer of Joy Division and now you're a crow.
It's like a lot of the choices in this film are choices that they've made because they were bad choices to begin with in the first one and they just had to roll with it in this one. Mm-hmm. With like the design choices. Everyone doesn't have buttons on their shirt.
Yeah.
All the dresses look like, 2012 fan cosplay of a gritty version of Sleeping Beauty. You know, they run with it and it kind of works.
Yeah. These are the things that you notice when you're not paying attention to the movies.
I was paying a lot of attention.
Julian pointed out as we left it, like, as I was looking at the amount of, like, the number of plasterers on the credits versus the number of 3D actors, I was like, hang on, was that entire movie background CGI? And you pointed out that, like, everything's close up.
So much of this film, and the first one as well, is shot really close, really, really tight, so that, you know, you don't have to fill in so much of the frame. So, you know, you get to see. I mean, if you have Angelina Jolie, why wouldn't you want to shoot it really tight? I mean, she has these great contacts in and she's got great prosthetics in.
There's
with
a
her
few times
cheeks.
She goes goggle-eyed though. She's kind of, doesn't look like she's looking in two different directions. Yeah. I think one of the contacts has become slightly unstuck.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But it's fine. Maleficent's just like that, you know. And it doesn't feel too distracting a lot of the time. It still, you know, moves along in it's really well paced, I think, in this one.
I mean, she has a falling out with Michelle Pfeiffer, you know, because obviously these two queens can't be standing no sass from each other, and you know there's a war going to happen, and it turns out Michelle Pfeiffer's got some ulterior motives, and Angelina Jolie finds out a little bit more about her history and that she's not the only one of her kind. Whatever, she's a dark fae, right? Yeah, dark fae. She's not the only dark fae, and there's a plot line that goes on there.
Well, was that supposed to be a plot twist? Because that's in the trailer as well.
Yep, with Chiwetel Ejiofor and Ed Skrein.
Oh, is that Chiwetel Ejiofor?
Who added to the cast now?
Yeah, and it's basically the Hawkmen from Flash Gordon turn up, only they're like the United Colors of Hawkmen from like a Benetton ad. There's like they're all inclusive races and creeds working together and hiding from the world because they've got wings and horns and that freaks people out apparently. But it's just what is, I don't know, it's just, there's a it's things, it's like a clothes horse with weird clothes hanging on it. Nothing seems to hang together. Angelina Jolie's great. I would gladly watch an hour and a half of her having dinner with Michelle Pfeiffer and just being snarky at each other the whole time, because when they're doing that, it's fantastic.
Michelle Pfeiffer was such a good choice in this because I love Stardust, the Neil Gaiman adaptation that we got maybe 10 years ago now. And Michelle Pfeiffer was great in that as, you know, an evil witch who has ulterior, well, she pretends to not be, and then she has actually ulterior motives, and she's actually, you know, green fire and all of that. You know, she's so good in that, and she gets to wear like beautiful dresses and jewels all over her entire, all over her entire dress. So of course she's going to be great in this, and then you pair her off with Angelina Jolie so that they can just bicker. It's fantastic. This film is so fun.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that I can think of that is that this film is such a Disney film. There was a time when we got a middle of the year every year. We got a very high budget but very middle of the ground Disney movie. So I'm thinking about Pirates of the Caribbean 3 or Pirates of the Caribbean 5.
Those were blockbusters at the time.
Yeah, but they were all of middling quality. It's such a mediocre sort of film where the plot, well, we've seen this plot a billion times. You know, we're going to incite revolution or war between two different clans because of a misunderstanding on this part and this part. And it's,
We all just get along?
Yeah, because because judging by the trailer, it does look like they're using a lot of Hollywood tropes when it comes to sequels. So, like, of course, sequel, you go bigger and, like, wars and battles. And there's also the element where you sort of return back to your origins or homeland. Yeah. It's like,
it's Alice in Wonderland 2. It's the exact same story.
Yeah, so like in
that movie was bad though.
Yeah, that one's bad.
Yeah, I think this movie's a bit bad.
So it's like in Shaw and Hobbs, for example, right? The Rock returns to Hawaii where his family is there. So
I think that's in his contract these days.
So like there is parallels with that, Angelina Jolie coming back to all her unicorn creatures.
There is, but I think you're giving the filmmakers more credit than they deserve. Watching this, there's things that just happened that I found like inexplicable. You know, they don't do the connective tissue between an awful lot of things. We have to have a battle in the third act because we have to have a battle in the third act. Elfa has this whole thing where like she tricks some guards with an escape plan, but then she kind of does that anyway, and it leads to a moment. It's like this whole section could have just begun to one section where she finds the prince. Basically it all leads to her finding the prince. It makes her look clever for a minute and then it finds the prince. This movie makes clear that this is like the stakes are high, but then immediately after that everything's forgiven. And that just plays really weird for me. It's like, you know, at the end you have like actually Darth Vader at the end of the first, you know, Star Wars movie saying like, it's all right, Uncle Ben and Aunt Beru, you know, they're dead now, but at least we know we're buddies. You know, it's just, I felt that odd. And it just, you know, characters change their alliances because it's time, you know, it's not won over. And, you know, characters are introduced maybe to be like cuddly toys and stuff like that, but they're all horrifying. Like there's not, like you said, the she's spiky and stuff, and there's like the big eye, you mentioned the big eyes as we watch the movie, and it's like, yeah, but I don't want that as a toy. There's the three fairies, which I forgot from the original, they're not called Bibbidi Bobbidi and Boo, but like they have real names in this, and they're horrifying.
They make their heads bigger and their eyes bigger, and it's, and just see, Imelda Staunton and Leslie Manville in Juno Temple.
See Imelda Staunton's face on this body, and it's just weird. And I just want to have the Angelina Jolie bits cut down to another movie with maybe a car chase added in the third act. Like it doesn't seem to hang together as a movie for me. It's a thing that happened as opposed to a thing that's like, we could plan this out and have a really good story that has, you know, that speaks to people, and they'll be like, oh, let's watch Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. Even that title means nothing.
I'm going to say I had so much fun.
Right.
I did not go into this excited. This was a begrudging 10:30 a.m. morning weekday watch, and I had so much fun about 10 minutes in. And you know, it's enjoyable enough and it keeps you really engaged. I didn't care how much time was left in the film at all. It's really well done, mediocre Disney big blockbuster movie. Like, it's very messy, but it's a really messy, good, disorganized, well put together mess, if that makes sense. I don't think you'll be disappointed because you're going in watching an overly dramatic, over the top, you know, the entire frame is full of every type of plant or fairy or creature that you can have, or, you know, every sort of medieval thing. So you've got, you know, 10 guards running around as you've got, you know, spears flying and arrows shooting. Like, you know, you've got everything there. It's,
and
you're not going to be disappointed.
What happens to any of them.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter because you're going in for Angelina Jolie as Maleficent because that was already weird enough in 2014. So this is just the sequel to that. So, you know, you get what you go in for. And I think it delivers really well.
So if you guys are fans of Angelina Jolie, this will be the movie for you then.
Oh my God, you get so much of her. You could even have more. It would be great.
Mm. Awesome. So Maleficent, Mistress of Evil is out right now in cinemas nationwide. So let us know if you are interested in watching it. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at skipintromy or write us at movies@bfm.my. And we're going to continue our conversation after this. This is Skip Intro, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
Hello everyone, you're listening to Skip Intro with Ayman, Ian and Julian, and we've been talking about the new movie by Disney starring Angelina Jolie, Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. So yeah, nowadays there are so many live action Disney movies coming up and they're trying to attract new fans, I guess, from the new generation. But this isn't like those typical live action movies, is it?
This changes the story. This actually is revisionist. And I've forgotten how revisionist the first one was. And this one does the same thing where it's like, oh, somebody was manipulating the story to make Maleficent to be worse than she actually is. Mm-hmm. This movie is about fake news.
Okay.
I mean, they use the original story well enough. They rely on your attachment of the original story that they are able to bring something new to it. And, you know, it doesn't change the original story as much. It depends how deep you want to go into it. You know, how far back do you want to look into the story?
But I think this is something they should do with the live action ones. Yeah. It's like what Disney used to do was, I mean, first of all, they were all free from copyright, was to get all these old stories. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But the other thing was they would add a new spin on it. Like, you know, something, Snow White is not the same as The Little Mermaid, because even though they're coming off stories that were from around the same time, well, maybe Snow White's probably older, there was an 80s, 90s spin to The Little Mermaid. You know, it was it was the movie for that time. And I think they've gotten away from that now, where they're just doing the movie from that time again and again and again in live action and animation, live action, animation, 3D, CG, and everything. So I think adding that new spin is something that I would like to see more of.
But I do have to say, I really did not enjoy Snow White and the Huntsman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was awful. Yeah. Alice in Wonderland wasn't that great. It was just it was just a Halloween costume for a long time.
That was horrifying, that movie. It was just like genuinely disturbing things that you were supposed to be in love with.
Mm-hmm. So what movies or characters would you guys like to see being made into a live-action movie?
There's been a crime committed under the sea. And someone needs to call for Detective Sebastian.
Detective Sebastian.
Like, I could keep it animated, do full 3D CG. I don't mind. You can put Zendaya in it, like they're having, just make the Little Mermaid this, you know? I think him going around and harassing people with his claws, trying to get to the bottom of a crime.
So this is part of Detective Pikachu world.
Can be, I suppose. But does that mean, Pikachu's not Disney, but I would definitely pay money to see that crossover.
You see, because we asked a couple of days ago on Twitter, what animated character do you think deserves the Maleficent treatment, blown up into a big movie or two of their own? And Ez Rumley, I think he agrees with you, Ian, that if we're going the villain route, would love to see a backstory or origin story for Ursula. Mm. So maybe the crime committed under the sea being investigated by Detective Sebastian, committed by Ursula.
Yeah, okay, but it might not be committed against Ursula. Maybe it's the thing that wrongs her that puts her on the path.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So in the second one, in the sequel, Little Mermaid 2, direct-to-DVD sequel,
I've watched
many times. And we've got a story there about Ursula's sister. And then they hate each other because mommy always loved you more. So there's already some stuff there you could play with that.
Mm-hmm. So Ursula's sister is the one who committed the crime, but Ursula was blamed for it.
I would love to see Ursula. I think, you know, get Lizzo to play her. Lizzo's always said that she wanted.
Oh yeah, that popped into my head as well.
Yeah, she's always said that she wanted to play Ursula. I think she'd be great. The singing obviously would be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just see Ursula as a young
octopus lady.
Yeah, who's, you know, doing crimes, causing trouble. How'd she get the power?
She's not bad. She's just misunderstood.
How did she meet Flotsam and Jetsam?
You know what? I would love to see a live action treatment of Hades' escape from the underworld.
So good.
So Hades, you finally made it. How are things in the underworld?
Well, they're just fine. You know, a little dark, a little gloomy, and as always, hey, full of dead people. What are you going to do?
Join the celebration.
Hey, love to, babe. But unlike you gods lounging about up here, I regrettably have a full-time gig that you, by the way, so charitably bestowed on me, Zeus. So, can't. Love to, but can't.
Oh my God, wait, what, it's just the Great Escape, but with like various Greek gods all trying to get
yeah, exactly.
out of Hades. Or Greek heroes mm-hmm. trying to like, I've got a plan to get out of here, guys.
Hades, played by Dwayne Johnson.
I don't know, do you not think, what's his name from Hobbs and Shaw? The other one from Hobbs and Shaw?
Jason Statham.
Jason Statham might be a better Hades.
Or even Vin Diesel. You know, let's just use the entire cast of yeah. Fast and Furious to do Hades.
Or they could just be the three heads of Cerberus.
Mm-hmm. How did he wrong Zeus? You know, how did he get cast yeah. out? How did he meet the three fates?
Well, the what thing is, happen? Zeus is such a jerk. It's probably like something tiny. Like he forgot to give a book back on time.
Yeah, so it's like you have to like believe that mm-hmm. they're fighting for the right motivation. So mm-hmm. maybe, you know, Hades was wronged by Zeus or something like the same way Ursula was wronged by her sister.
Oh, I love that.
Everyone online seems to just love the villain's idea. I mean, I haven't seen that TV show. Is it The Descendants?
Right. Yes, yeah. Just Descendants, and it's about the kids of the villains. But villains are so fun to play with. I would love to see Yzma from Emperor's New Groove.
Oh.
Yeah, but her origin story, you know, what are her plans? How did she become to be advisor of...
How did she meet Kronk?
What's her deal? How
you
old is
who
she?
Who we're talking about, Asman, you look a bit lost.
I remember seeing, what was this movie again?
Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah, Pull the lever, Kronk.
I vaguely remember that movie. I'm sorry, I forgot what happened.
It's worth a rewatch. It's really good.
Is it? Yeah.
And we had a great sequel with Kronk. So Kronk's New Groove and a TV show, Emperor's New School. So it's about time Yzma got her own treatment. I'd love for the voice actor for Yzma in the original film was
Eartha Kitt,
and I would love for her to play her, but obviously we won't have that. But you know, get Zoe Saldana or Viola Davis, or get Taraji P. Henson, you know, get them to play a brand new 2019 Yzma.
To the secret lab. Pull the lever, Kronk. Why do we even have that lever?
Just to finish off with the villains, we did get another one from at AnisalBHR underscore. Anyway, they said Medusa as well. Something for Medusa Ooh. From Hercules.
Well, Percy Jackson, the Lightning Thief, already exists, and Uma Thurman was Medusa.
Because I was thinking of Uma Thurman for this because I've forgotten about Percy Jackson because mm-hmm. it's forgettable.
But Medusa would be great. Man, we are getting a Cruella that has Emma Stone attached to it, and they've released some photos for that.
Emma Stone is playing Cruella de Vil.
Yeah, and it's looking a bit
punk-ish.
80s punk, Vivian Westwood. I'm not too excited about it, but it is, you know, Emma Stone can pretty much do anything. That might be the next revisionist villain thing that we'll get soon.
But what about this suggestion from Naamurad? Edna Mode.
Incredible.
She's not a villain. That could be like a different story.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, Edna Mode, and the it's basically The Devil Wears Prada with mm-hmm. Edna Mode.
I want to see all of the capes.
That just sounds really fantastic. Like her designing costumes for like mm-hmm. other superheroes, like Mr. Freeze or whatever his yeah. name is. Yeah.
Or just other people. Like she does suits to James Bond. She gives, you know,
jackets.
How did
she stumble into the superhero line?
Yeah. You know, maybe her fashion line didn't take off and she just had an awful lot of cape material to get rid of.
Mecha Man, Express Elevator, Diner Guy, Snag on Takeoff, Splashdown, Sucked into a Vortex, No Kicks!
So we've been talking about Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, and also looked at other characters or movies that we'd like to see being given the Maleficent treatment, where they're made into a movie or two. And we've had some really good suggestions from you guys, and we'd like to know if any of you have any other suggestions on other movies. Maybe, I don't know, Scar Origins or something Ooh. Like that.
We also got a lot of people talking about Goofy, and that just went Goofy. I mean, I think Goofy should be just, they should just redo all the Steven Seagal movies with him in it and just put his name in the title. Oh, so Goofy is under siege, Goofy is above the law, Goofy is hard to kill. I think that would work pretty well.
That's amazing. So what other movies do you guys want to see given the Maleficent treatment? WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, tweet us at skipintromy, or you can write us at movies@bfm.my.